Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And we're actually going to be in Romans chapter 12 today as we head into our weekend. Now, we are in the second week of our series, Broken Mirrors, where each week we're talking about how broken, imperfect people can reflect a perfect God. And we're walking through our core values as a church and as a faith family. And this past week has been around reaching priority. And I'm really looking forward to talking about Romans 12 with you. And so let me just go ahead and read verses 1 through 3 as we begin our time today. The Apostle Paul writes, he says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." Oh, there's so many rich things in this passage to talk about. But what Paul begins by describing in is this reality that we as followers of Jesus, that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Paul here is, of course, connecting this idea back in the Old Testament, how God's people would bring animal sacrifices that they would lay before the altar, usually as a means of confession of their sin, or to offer some of their first fruits and grain offerings as a means to please the Lord. And what Paul is saying is that we don't offer dead sacrifices anymore, that we, as God's chosen people, that we offer our very lives, that all of our life we offer to God as a way to worship Him, that our worship as believers is not by singing for an hour on a Sunday morning, but that we get to worship God every second, every moment of every day, everywhere we go. I've heard of a pastor share this beautiful reality that we as God's people, that we want to offer all of our lives for all of our life. That we offer all of our life, every area, every space, every nook and cranny of our life, we offer up to the Lord for every moment we're alive. And that is what is our spiritual act of worship to God. And so the good news of what that means is that you get to worship God while you're waiting in the drop-off line at school, while you watch your kids play sports, when you're eating out at a restaurant, and when you're driving in your vehicles with that wonderful LifePoint church sticker on the back of your car, that you get to represent Jesus everywhere you go. That we're meant to worship God everywhere, in everything that we do. There is kind of famous movie about an Olympic runner back in the early 1900s. The movie's called Chariots of Fire, and the runner is Eric Liddell. And there is this statement that he makes that I think fits well with this. He says, "When I run, I feel God's pleasure." He says that while he's running, that he feels God's pleasure. And it just makes me think that he understood this idea that he is offering his body as a living sacrifice. That as he runs, as he trains, as he competes, he sees that what he's doing is an act of worship because it's for the Lord. There's this a famous monk named Brother Lawrence. There's a book that he wrote called Practicing the Presence of God. And he was kind of known for being this monk who would wash dishes, and he would talk about how he would experience the nearness of God. And he actually says this. He says, "The time of work does not with me differ from the time of worship. And in the noise and clatter of my kitchen, even while several people are at the same time calling out for different things, I commune with God in as great a tranquility as if I were upon my knees in prayer in the holiest cathedral of worship." I mean, it's as if he's saying that while he's doing the dishes, he feels closer to God in his communion than when he is there on a Sunday morning in the midst of a powerful worship set of music. It just goes to show that because God's Spirit lives with us, is that everywhere we go, God is with us, and we can offer him our worship. But Paul tells us in this passage that one of the challenges to living this way is the constant temptation for us to be conformed to the pattern of this world. That one of the reasons why we struggle to do this is because we allow the world, its values, its systems to conform and to change us. And so one of the points I made this past Sunday during my message, looking at the life of Samson, is that we think that we can reach people by blending in when God has actually called us to stand out. The way I said it was, is that we reach people by standing out, not blending in. That one of the ways that you and I can reach our neighbors, reach our coworkers, reach our family, is not by living like everyone else, but it's living like the one who lived like no one else. That we live like Jesus, who did not blend in, who stood out in every way. The way that he showed compassion and love to sinners and the broken, to the way he stood for God's word and the truth of God's word in the midst of a culture that did not want to receive it. And so you and I may be tempted to blend into the crowd because we think we can be more effective in reaching our neighbors. But my encouragement to you would be to stand out for the sake of the gospel, that our witness is actually more compelling when we live a different kind of life, when we date differently, when we work differently, when we parent differently, when we don't allow the cultures and values of our world to be the primary means that shape us and how you and I live. And so I'm going to pray these things, to pray that God would use you and I, that he would use the people of Life Point Church, that we would stand out as we live our lives as living sacrifices, that we're not conformed to the pattern of this world, but we allow our minds to be transformed as we feed it and fill it with good and beautiful and honorable things to the Lord. One of the Next Steps team's writers in writing their devotion for this week, I love this sentence that they said. And they said, well, what we think about, what we listen to, what we read, everything we let into our minds, it either helps us honor our God by living in sacrifice, or it entices us to walk toward the empty promises of our world. And so that would be my encouragement, my prayer, is that we would allow what we feed into our minds to fill up in our hearts and to drive our behavior and how we live for the Lord as we seek to reach our neighbors and we reach the nations with this wonderful message of the gospel, because the gospel offers us a different kind of way to live. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you some time to pray as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the goodness of what Jesus has done for us, that he has come to rescue us from our sin, that he has come to save us, God, from the ways of this world. But God, you have not removed us from this world, but you have left us in it. That Jesus, you said, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And so may we live as sent men and women of God on mission, God, to share the love of Jesus with others. May we live our lives as living sacrifices. May everything that we do be an act of worship to you, God, as we allow your word and your will to transform our minds so that we may live on mission as effective missionaries to proclaim the gospel to those that we interact with. Lord, we love you. Would you use us, God, in powerful ways this weekend and this week, God, to make much of you. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you pray.